Certainly a lot of changes in my career, because when I went to sea, it first of all in 1965, it was in the pre-containerization era, and there were many large shipping companies. The choice of which shipping company to join was immense. You really looked to see how many ships they had, where they traded to, because various shipping companies traded to various parts of the world. And you applied through the school and then went for an interview, and hopefully you were selected. I went away to sea, as I say, in 1965 on a general cargo ship. And in those days, you used to spend a lot of time in port loading and discharging cargo and then taking it here, there, and everywhere. But then, not long afterwards, probably about 10 years afterwards, containerization had really taken off, which changed the whole concept of shipping. It was then mainly a lot of time at sea and not so much time in port. And one container ship could do the work of about 10 general cargo ships. So there was the merchant navy fleets were decimated from that point of view. The jobs went away commensurably with the lack of shipping. But at that time, I had then qualified to be a captain of a ship. And a job came up here in Fishguard, working on the ferries. So I thought I would give it a go, and I stayed there for 35 years. One of the big changes was the advent of car ferries, because ferries, especially the ones down here, they were part of the British Railways network. The company was called SeaLink, but it was British Railways, under the general umbrella of British Railways. So a lot of the travel was done by train, and then the train to come into the station more or less at the foot of the gangway of the same company's ships. So passengers got off the train, walked up the gangway and got transported to Ireland. They walked down the gangway in Ireland onto another train, albeit the Irish Rail train, and went to whatever part of Ireland they wanted to go to. But of course, then car ferries came into being, where people drove down, and then so the ferries had to change. They had to have ramps and bow doors and stern doors for the cars to drive in and drive off from. So the train element of passengers ceased, although it's still going, but it was very much a minor role. People traveled by car more than anything. So that is one of the main changes, but basically the concept is still the same. There's a ship here to transport people across the water, whether they want to go by car or by rail, or even we do get a reasonable amount in the summertime of cyclists who just cycle down with panniers and tents and things on the back of their bike. There was certainly a change in the type of ship we had, because the ships that were down there when I first joined in 1975, I think, were quite small. Although they fulfilled their purpose. But basically, they were, I suppose I could say, they were a little bit on the basic side. They had lounges, of course. They had cabins for a limited number of cabins for people who wanted to lie down or go to bed or whatever. But as time went by, ferries got bigger and bigger, and the amenities grew. They had bars, cafes, a choice of restaurants, children's play areas, and then they had entertainers on board. So I think the passengers were looking for more to pass the time as they crossed to Ireland. Although the crossing time from here to Ross there is only 3.5 hours,